He has no regrets. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden says about the classified documents found at his Delaware residence and in an old Washington office from his time as vice president.
Here's the deal. You know, what quite frankly bugs me is that we have a serious problem.
He was frustrated. Reporters brought the documents up while he was in California surveying recent storm damage.
The American people don't quite understand why you don't ask me questions about that.
The president says the documents were just in the wrong place as a special counsel investigates amid questions about who might have had access to the Biden residence.
So while the White House states that no visitor logs exist for the president's personal home, a source tells Fox News that the Secret Service is prepared to provide information on vetted guests, if requested by Congress, that is.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. House Republicans doing their own investigation do want those logs. Drama in a Walmart last night at Evansville, Indiana. A gunman was inside the store. Then police rushed in, and after he shot at them, they killed him.
Sergeant Anna Gray says officers did not hesitate to confront the shooter.
We have been trained that if there's an active threat, we go in. We don't pause. We don't take time to try to figure out what's going on. We go in and we go where the shots are being fired.
At least one person shot and injured and rushed to the hospital.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Those of you who use T-Mobile as your phone carrier may have some questions. The wireless company's been hacked and they don't know yet by whom. T-Mobile says the unidentified intruder breached the network in late November, stealing data on 37 million customers, getting addresses and phone numbers and birthdays. But T-Mobile says not passwords or PINs or bank account or social security or credit card numbers. A rock legend has died.
It's getting to the point.
David Crosby's voice was part of that harmony that made Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Sometimes Young a successful group. Crosby, who battled drug addiction and sometimes band members in that group and in the Byrds, died at the age of 81. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They need federal help. That's what New York City Mayor Eric Adams stressed at a conference of mayors from across America in Washington as his and other cities deal with busloads of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally.
We should treat this the same way we treated any major disaster or major crisis.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was there.
Secretary Mayorkas told the conference that the record numbers of migrants crossing the border is symbolic of a larger problem.
There are more displaced people than at any time since World War II. Mass migration has gripped our hemisphere.
However, Mayorkas did acknowledge that there is need for reform, something he says the Biden administration is working on.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
He also says that recent moves to limit migrants from Latin and Caribbean countries is starting to help. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
House Republicans say it's too little too late for Mayorkas. The damage is done, and they want him out of office. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis tells Fox.
There is a majority of the House members on the Republican side who do want to see Mayorkas impeached, if not unanimous.
Actor Alec Baldwin is facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. On the set of the movie Rust in New Mexico, what he thought was a prop gun, loaded with blanks, went off with real bullets.
Baldwin faces up to 6.5 years in prison if convicted. His attorney responding, quote, "This decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set."
Fox's Matt Finn. The armorer on that set in charge of weapons, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is also charged with involuntary manslaughter. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much, and they're mixed after a second straight sell-off, dragging the Dow down 252 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.